Reflections at a Water Cistern, written October 24th to November 5th, 2008. The former caravanserai stands in the middle of nowhere, 7 days' walk from Yazd. Lovingly restored, sumptuously adorned with desert carpets that are harsh to the fingers and touching to the soul, the 12-sided building enfolds a world, a courtyard far removed from the modern dispensation. Lying down inside one of the alcoves upon the roof, on an old and slightly ragged desert carpet, I looked at one of the timeless, iconic emblems of Persia, the complex yet subdued tan hues of the brickwork meeting abruptly with the achingly pure and harsh blue sky, and nothing else. The caravanserai was now a hotel for wealthy global tourists and was far removed from the lives of common Persians. Outside the walls, 20 minutes' walk into the desert, was a cluster of bushes, rumored to have a spring of cold water. Breakfast as yet unserved, I went to the spring, leaving the walled-in, muffled security of the slowly awakening hotel, required force to rip open an unseen shell and enter the uncertain. A few others were already on the gravel road, in various stages of pilgrimage towards the spring. I followed them until they stopped in the way and turned back. We passed by each other in silence. The land around the road was dotted with long ago dried out bushes, extending far ahead to the slopes of the mountains. For the first time, I saw a land completely pure of any human presence, save the road at my feet. I stopped, and the crunching footsteps became a silence I could feel around me. For several minutes, I stood in a place so far removed from the former world. Is this how it is in vast and uncharted realms of the world, where people have not yet entered? Three small birds flew together towards the far-off mountains, diminishing faint chirps passing through immense voids of silence, until the stillness and the distance consumed them. I walked on until I came close to the large cluster of juniper bushes, surely there because of water below. I felt the silence in my ears, inside my head, as if it were noise. I too became rooted, fixed for a moment in the long, dried soil. Not a single creature moved among the bushes. Yet, the morning new and fresh, I imagined the unseen foxes and stayed apart. Who knows if there was ever a gently rising pool of water straight from the mountain's roots far away, somewhere among the juniper roots. Only the mice and the birds knew. The rest of the world had completely receded away from the waiting desert and its blue roof above. I stood there for a while and walked over to a nearby rainwater cistern. Aged, its concrete walls at once unfinished and cracked, it held a thin layer of hardened mud and a few lost bricks. It was meant to catch the waters of flash floods coming off the mountains, whenever they came. But for who? So far away from settlement. I stood at the edge and looked down inside, imagining the trapped trying to get out, back into the desert. The shallowly etched watercourse over the flat land, marked out in air and settled dust, came up to the cistern's edge. Not even imaginations came down from the faraway mountains. Breakfast was almost ready. The bus was due to leave. The walk back to the caravanserai was a time objective, and the desert shared none of its inner message with me. Only those on the way out from chaos, who seek peace somewhere among the juniper roots, who stand in silence, can find the waters that flow in every desert.